For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Paul Hoynes will join us at noon, so he's about 17 minutes away. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the Guardians, how they're looking for the postseason, how the rotation might set up, and who's hot, who's not, to get going here for the last five games of the regular season as the Guardians take on the Reds over the next 2 days, and then they will finish out the regular season against Houston, which could be very, very important when you're jockeying for position, whether it's the one seed, the two seed, or wherever they are. So Paul Hoynes will join us coming up at noon. Last night in the NFL, we all watched Buffalo take down Jacksonville 47-10, and then Cincinnati, even though Joe Burrow had a great game last night, he just would not couldn't lift his team to one more touchdown as Washington was able to beat the Bengals as the Bengals fall to 0-3 in a 38-33 final. But what was interesting was, last night, the way you watched it was you had two games on Monday Night Football, and one started at 7:30 and the other one started at 8:15. Next week, they'll do that again. Tennessee is at Miami. Tennessee is 0-3. Miami is 1-2. And in the nightcap, you're going to get Seattle, who's 3-0, going up against Detroit in Detroit, who's 2-1.
That'd be a fun game.
I think it's going to be. And by the way, I thought they, you know, last night's late game was a great game. I thought the Cincinnati-Washington game turned out to be exactly what you want on Monday Night Football.
And two good young quarterbacks, LSU guys, going nuts against each other.
What do you think, though, about this 7:30, 8:15 Monday night kickoff? I know what I think. I'm curious what you think.
I normally don't like it. I think 7 o'clock feels a little early for a weekday night game, you know? Finish dinner, do the dishes, whatever. Boom, there's the game. It worked out great for me personally last night. I thought that was great fun. And so I watched that game, and you said it earlier. All of a sudden, it's like, well, this one's over. Boom, hey, here's another game.
I loved it.
So I checked back, you know, periodically. And from a fantasy standpoint, I had guys in both games, so it was, you know, key to watch. So it worked out great last night personally for me, which, you know, my big concern, of course.
Of course, it's all about you.
I don't know that I like the two Monday night games. I don't think it makes it quite as special as having the one game on Monday night.
I kept wondering who's watching, who was watching the Buffalo game after the other game started. That's what I kept thinking
Buffalo
about.
Buffalo fans?
Yeah, I thought the audience
Jacksonville fans.
I thought the audience got real limited on that game once we saw that Buffalo was not going to have any problem. For some reason, I don't. What were they doing 6 o'clock at 9 o'clock before when they had to do it during COVID, right? And they played two games on Monday night. I think it was six and nine.
And remember when they used to have the doubleheader to start the season too?
Yeah,
they did it the same way. They had one really late. It is weird having. And I know we have this during the regular season, you know, on a normal Sunday, but it was weird having two Monday night games back and forth. If both games had been really tight, Andy, I don't know that I would have liked that. I know you can do picture in picture, but
I think it worked out perfect yesterday.
Yeah,
because you got a chance to watch the early game, and it kind of just, you know, when Buffalo took that early lead, you knew, okay, I'm going over to the other game. But I wanted to watch Cincinnati anyway. That's what I was. I was in it for the 8:15 kickoff. I don't, Jeff, could you start at 7 and 8:30, and that would give you 45 minutes difference. I wonder if that would make things a little bit different. So say instead of a 7.
It would give you an extra 45 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know if that, to me, that
kind of
would
pick you up at halftime of the first game.
It kind of worked out, though, yesterday. Wasn't it close to halftime?
Yeah, it was pretty close.
And, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get, and you can go back and forth. What if you went 8:45? And 7.
Oh, that's, if you're playing an East Coast game, Andy, that's a late starting time. I mean, it was late enough last night. You know what I mean?
I got to be honest. In general, I like it, though. I like having two games on Monday night. Yeah.
I think it just worked out so perfectly last night that you thought that was great.
I just think it's weird because you end up with, although both are on national TV, it kind of feels like one's a regional game and one's the nationally televised game. The ABC game comes out to be that nationally televised game, right?
Well,
it's going to feel that way when you're
where Joe and Troy are.
Yeah. Is this going to stick?
I don't think so. I think it'll be an occasional thing. Like, we're going to see it next week. And good games next week. But I, you know, and hard to say which game was the better game going into that one last night.
Right.
You might say it's Buffalo.
I
you know, it was the Buffalo-Jacksonville game looked like a better matchup than the Commanders against the Bengals.
I thought that going into
it,
too.
It didn't play that way, certainly.
Hmm. Do we like games having their own individual? I mean, there's just so many platforms now that you could put games on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you realize, like, every Big Ten game has its own national audience. I don't know if that still works out with the 18 team. Maybe that's not true. But I do know, like, when it comes to basketball, they were able to do that. And so do we like it better when there's only one game at a time, or do we like multiple games that give you that whole red zone feeling? Because, like,
on Monday night, I like the one game.
Yeah, I can't. I don't want to agree with you. I think I like one game
at a
time. You
never want to agree with me.
I think I like one game at a time on Monday and Sunday night, rather than, you know, like having trying to have.
Sunday night would be chaos after watching all those games in the afternoon.
To have two at night?
I would think.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think it's better for the sport, though, to have those showcase games, to have the night games. I think I would rather have two games on Monday than a game on Thursday. For some reason, I just never could get hooked on the Thursday night game.
We all know why they're doing it.
Right.
Cha-ching. Teams don't like playing on a short week. The only thing they like about it is, oh, all right, well, now we have a few extra days off. It's like a mini bye. But teams just don't look as sharp on Thursday night. They just don't. I mean, they most of them just play it on Sunday, you know?
I wonder if they're ever going to try to do a Friday nighter. Well, they can't, because of antitrust laws right now, right?
I hope not.
I think during the college football season, they don't do it. Unless they're in a weird, like, week zero or something like that, or after the college football season regularly ends. I like it, though. I did like it last night. Yeah, it worked out perfect. And I got to watch both games for the most part. Because
I'm glad for you.
I know. I don't mind watching Red Zone. I was watching Red Zone on Sunday. But I'm much better a football fan, I think, when I can watch one game at a time, or maybe two. And so I don't think that there's a real issue with having two Monday night games. I don't have the issue. Would you kill the Thursday night game to have two Mondays, or just one on Monday? And
I can deal with Thursday if I have to. I just don't. I'd rather have one on Monday, one on Thursday, rather than two on Monday.
And then next week, Seattle-Detroit will be fun to watch. It's an 8:15 start. That's the ABC game. What say you, Dan Menigan? Should they leave two games on Monday night?
I will do anything I can to get rid of Thursday night football. I hate Thursday night football.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not alone.
It's not the product that the rest of the...
The television product isn't bad, though. I think Prime does a great job. And,
without question.
Man, they sink tons of cash into that broadcast.
Al Michaels, baby.
Prime Vision is much must watch. I mean, the fact that you get the All 22, they're giving you who's rushing, they're giving you all that stuff. You end up learning more about football, paying attention to that. I mean, the Prime Vision part is great. It's the overall football product on the field. It's just, well, let's face it, it's crap. It's a bad football product.
You know what? It's going to be a lot better when Travis Kelce takes over that spot on Thursday nights and Herbie's out. I think it'll be more exciting. I don't know. I mean, I like Herbie on college. Wow. I'm not a big Herbie fan on the NFL.
They're all
I'm just
wallpaper.
Not.
They're all wallpaper. It's the quality of the product that's on them.
I don't think Greg Olson's wallpaper. I like listening to him. There are plenty of good analysts out there.
I think Collinsworth is terrific. Tom Brady's fun. Troy Aikman's outstanding. Dan, take this the right way. You're the type of guy who could turn down the television and enjoy the game just as much.
Yes, that is a factual statement.
And that's okay. But they're not all wallpaper. Those guys are very good at what they do.
Yeah.
Now there are other. I think the upper echelon NFL guys are outstanding. I really enjoy listening to Collinsworth. I think he's great. Aikman is, I think, terrific. Brady's going to find himself. But you know,
I'm going to tell you why.
Play-by-play and color, Andy, are like pizza. There's a lot of ways to do it, and everybody likes something a little different.
All right, I'll buy into that. I think about some of the analysts and some of the play-by-play guys, and I think that they're a difference maker in some of these games. They are. Think about it. I mean, we spent the weekend talking about Jim Donovan and how he is, and talking to, like, I was talking to Josh Cribbs about this on Sunday, on Saturday. I know you can ding all you want, but you know, he even made the comment that he couldn't wait to go back to hear the highlight with Jim when he had a great play, because he wanted to know how that was, that the voice becomes embedded into the play as much as the video, that like we kind of accept the voice that goes with it, especially when you have great play-by-play guys on the radio. And if you can sync it up to the visual on it, sometimes it becomes legendary, right? It becomes legendary in that way. Speaking of great, Paul Hoynes. Nobody covers the Guardians like he does. Hey, Hoynesy, Cleveland.com. Next, Baskin and Phelps right here, 92.3 The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.